You are listening to a podcast from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.
My name is Jason Green. I'm the cantor, which is the musical clergy of New London Synagogue, and I've been the cantor here since August of 2013.
So, Jason, thanks for talking. So what are the core beliefs of the Masorti Judaism here at the New London Synagogue?
So I think I'll start by saying the core belief of the Jewish faith in particular, in general, like I guess you'd say, is the belief in one God. The central dogma comes from the phrase Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, Israel being the Jewish people, the Lord is our God and the Lord is one, or the Lord alone. Is our God. And so in practice, though, Masorti Judaism in specific tends to focus more on Shabbat and festivals as a community.
So let me interrupt. And the Shabbat is the Sabbath day, and it's the Saturday.
Yes, the seventh day of creation is the Saturday, as we see it.
So go on. So so your Masorti tradition, do you focus on this and so there's several major Jewish festivals throughout the year, I know.
Correct. And the idea is the community observance of those festivals. That's what's so very important in Masorti congregations, that we celebrate those together as a community, and not so much of a focus on what individuals in the community or how they're observing the law, the Jewish laws, and their level of commitment to the laws of Shabbat and so forth. More importantly is that we come together and do something Jewish together related to each holiday or related to the Sabbath.
So on your service, you on the Shabbat, so what happens in the service?
New London Synagogue is an Ashkenazi synagogue. In other words, in the tradition of the Jews of Lithuania and Poland, Russia and Romania, with a very traditional prayer service, almost entirely in Hebrew.
What do you feel is the kind of the focus, or is there a point that's the most important part of the service for you, or for that you know that the community like?
I think the Torah reading is a mainstay of the service. But I think in today's day and age, and certainly in our synagogue, I think in our synagogue, the moment where most people are here for the service, because we have a starting time, but not everyone arrives at that time, tends to be the Musaf service, which is the additional service. And it certainly represents the opportunity where most of the congregational singing, as well as any of the choir, you know, choral compositions and big choral set pieces or cantorial set pieces tend to happen. So while you don't do any of this, you can't do any of this without the Torah reading. It's a pivotal moment. I think emotionally and spiritually, it's that Musaf service, and also particularly the Rabbi's sermon. Here at New London Synagogue, the Rabbi's sermon is very, very, very important. It always has been. Rabbi Jeremy Gordon is an excellent orator and an incredibly learned man, and really conveys his messages beautifully to the congregation. So I think those two things are highlights, the sermon and the Musaf service.
How does this congregation choose a leader?
So the professional leadership of the congregation is the rabbi, who's known as the Mara Datra, which is the essentially the teacher of the place, and is given essentially the full authority to make and to educate about halachic or Jewish legal decisions that the synagogue will take. In other words, how it behaves in all of its religious ways.
I mean, who chooses the rabbi then?
So the rabbi is hired, and the rabbi and cantor, in fact, are hired just like any employee in a company. And in fact, our congregation is run administratively and legally like a corporation. We have a council made up of members of the community. All Jewish members of the community, and they interview candidates from, there's sources from which to explore candidates that are standard across the movement.
So, okay, yeah. And so can a cantor be a woman, or does it have to be a man?
In our movement, yes. The Orthodox movement would not hire a woman to be a rabbi or a cantor, according to the strictest interpretation of Jewish law. Today, in Masorti synagogues, it's really up to the community and led by the rabbi on that front. Or if, the community obviously has standards, so if you're choosing a rabbi, you can go to the community's standards. And our community standards is we can have male or female rabbis and cantors.
Now, you're the cantor of the community. You've been here a few years. But what would you say is an issue, like it could be a religious or a secular issue, that you think is most important to the community here at the moment or in the past year, maybe?
Sure. Looking at the past year, actually, there have been two large topics which we've been educating about and taking decisions on as a community, and again, led masterfully by my colleague, Rabbi Jeremy. I can't say enough about how well he has guided this progression. But the two issues that we've been dealing with are the role of women in New London synagogue services.
All right. Okay. So that's interesting. So has it been specifically moving or changing, pressure to change?
Yes, pressure from within and recognizing the needs of the Jewish community going forward and what it takes to have a strong community and build it and have a next generation of community, and also to sort of match some of the secular ways in terms of egalitarianism, women in the workplace, and egalitarianism in general, we're striving to match some of that and appeal to our community to feel comfortable and empowered. The way I see it is that when you include more Jews in the traditions and the customs and of the joyous celebrations and the responsibilities, the bigger a community you have. And a bigger community means longevity, means making sure that the traditions will go in a next generation. And so more Jews being allowed to do Jewish should result in more Jews doing Jewish and being Jewish. The other issue that we've been facing and taken on is same-sex marriages and ceremonies. And again, along the same lines of some sort of egalitarianism and parity with secular society, as gay marriages are now legal, and it behooves us to engender the relationships with our gay community as well. It's a tricky one. The community is generally very aware that we've been talking about it. And actually, I don't want to say too much about it because it's really in the rabbi's domain to carry this one further forward.
I find this fascinating because I come from a Catholic upbringing where the idea of the congregation making a decision like this obviously is non-existent. So you as a congregation have say in your own ceremonies, in what your ceremonies will be?
Right. So that's actually a characteristic of the Masorti and conservative movement where, the religious undertakings of the congregation and acceptable features and unacceptable features is really in the hands of each community's rabbi. And if it's a smart rabbi like ours is, he does it in connection, close connection and study with the community so that there's a consensus. So at the moment, I believe we're at the stage where on site, we haven't had such a ceremony yet, but that there's a text being discussed with some of the gay members of our community that would approximate a Jewish traditional wedding, but that would leave out just a very, very minimal few words or wordings that would be prohibited by Jewish law as part of a Jewish ceremony. But really, as a Jewish way of commitment, I think the rabbi, my understanding, has put together a very, very meaningful, very beautiful, and very acceptable service that could be used. I could let you know when we have our first ceremony on site.
Oh, yeah, please do. Although I wouldn't crash the wedding. I've got one final question, which is perfect for you, which is there a kind of a piece of music that we could go out on and that means something to you?
Great. Sure, I'd be happy to do something. Let me sort of think about what that might be. Peace is a big part of what we look for in our prayers. Peace, we ask God for peace among human beings. And there's a prayer as part of our liturgy that's called Sim Shalom, which literally means grant peace. So I think maybe I'll, if it makes sense, I'll go up there. You'll get sort of the ambiance of the... That's not the one. Oh, yeah, okay, got it. Okay. Sim Shalom Tova Uvracha Chein Vacheser Verachamim Aleinu Ve'al Kol Yisrael Amecha Amecha Barcheinu Achenu avinu kulanu kechad. Achenu avinu beor panecha. Sim shalom tova uvracha. Chein vacheser verachamim. Aleinu ve'al kol Yisrael. Amecha, Amecha.
You're listening to a download from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.